Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight, and I do mean exciting, with a capital, let's see, S-U-P-E-R. How about super? Man, my board is lit up with blue lights. That means people are tuning in and they're getting ready for the big show. Man, and Wednesday, man, we had a super blooper. I couldn't get into the studio. I forgot the password. I tried 19 passwords and the operator came on and said, "I'm sorry, but you have tried too many times to get into the best show for Don S. McClure. So goodbye, and I don't know you. And I said, please, please, operator, let me in. It's me. She said, I can't recognize you. I said, but it's me. She said, get out of here. So needless to say, we had hours of dead air, and I had to delete that show. I hurt my feelings. I was on the road. I called my friend Gigi. I said, Gigi, get into the show. She said, Dad, I don't know your password. I said, somebody, Lord, what did I do? And he said, I'm punishing you for trying to do your show while you're on the road. I said, okay. All right, God, I got you. I got you. We got a great show for you tonight. Man, we're going to knock it out of the park. We got some Bobby Womack. And then we got some, who else is on here? Al Green. Oh, man, love and make you do crazy thing. Yeah, man, we're going to cut up tonight. But we got a board full of blue lights, New Orleans, Texas, Chicago, Memphis. We got some Memphos. That didn't sound right. But we got a lot of great people in here. So we're going to start the show off. It's 7:06. We always get started. And we just got a really great show tonight. We're going to give you some advice. Topic for tonight is a better tomorrow today. So we're going to give it to you. And you're going to like it. And you're going to learn from it. Man, Don, going to get the show started now. Quit fooling around. You're always fooling around. All right. So we can fire it up and get it going. We're going to go to a place where if you like to dance, if you like to party, if you like to get it on like popping the corn, we're going to take you to Boogie Wonderland. And don't act like you're too old to dance, because you're not.
Okay.
yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, we back. Man, that's a track. And did you know? This was a while ago now, so don't get all excited. But anyway, we had this club we used to hang at. And the owner was like, Don, man, what are we going to do tonight, man, to just knock people socks off? I said, we're going to get a flashlight, small little battery pin light, attach it to people's wrists, and when this song come on, bump, 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 we're going to cut all the lights out. And he had this dance floor with the lights on it, kid you not. And when we cut them lights out, man, the people went crazy. Flashlights all on their hands. They were going everywhere. I said, whoo, man, pull your hands up, man. Pull your hands up. But, man, just imagine a room full of pin lights going everywhere. I start to dance. Right. Okay, all right. But, man, that's a track. EWF. Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the Emotions, Boogie Wonderland. So, you know, for you old cronies that act like you're too old to have some fun, stay at home, because you're born to party. I can't dance. Jesus might give me. And Jesus say, man, have a good time. You only got one life, so live it. I can hear God talking to me, Don, you going to far, Donald? Man, we got some great music for you tonight, man. We're going to jump to this track by Diana Reeves. And at 7:50, we're going to talk about A Better Tomorrow Today. Things happen in your current time span, which bring results for tomorrow. Sound like a James Bond thriller. Man, Don, you could write. Hey, let me get to this track, Diana Reeves, because I want you to feel good.
And why and who's to blame? Powerless to change the natural motion, knowing that something will never change. So I let it go. Oh yeah. There are things you simply can't control, and it feels so good. I wanna stay lifted, I wanna stay free. Yes, it feels so good just to be open, just to be seen. Sometimes I give my consent to skillful disillusion. Let doubt control my inner dreams. I'll write the story's ending before it begins, and make conclusions based on where I've been. Then I let go. Oh yeah. There are things I know I can't control, and it feels so good. Your eyes open, the clock.
Feel Good, Diana Reeves, ladies. You know anything about that? Oh, man, that's some deep stuff, man. A Better Tomorrow Today. We're going to talk about that at about 7:50. But, man, I'm wound up. I mean, I'm wound up tight as a clock with a rubber band. Man, this is deep. All right, man, we got some more tracks to play for you, and we got some good ones. You know, we miss Wednesday, and I don't know how my brain could not find the password, and I checked on my computers, and they had the nerve to say, you're not using the regular IP, so we don't know you. Like, none of my equipment, none of it knew me. My mouse said, no, it's not done. I don't feel your fingers, your hands, that soft touch. I said, what do you mean soft touch? You're a mouse. You're not a human. I mean, all of my machines were talking to me. It's the age of Alexa, and I hate her. Every time I ask her to do something, Alexa, get a movie for me. Why? Why should I watch that movie? Alexa, you work for me. I don't work for you. My name's not Alexa. Well, whatever your name is, get to what I asked you. All right, let me play our featured artist for tonight, Sade. And is it a crime? Now, I want you to understand this. Is it a crime for me to love you? Oh, man. Ooh, man, I go crazy on this song. This is a track.
This may come as unsurprising.
I remember sitting at the club at the bar, and I was talking to my best friend, William. I said, William, is it a crime, man, that I still want her? And I hope she wants me too, man. Give me another scotch and water. He said, Don, you didn't have 10 of them. I said, I know, man. Did you hear that track? Y'all ain't cut that, man. And I feel like you want me too. Is it a crime? Yeah, it was a crime. Oh, man. That messed me up, man. I got to get a drink right now. You're listening to the Don S. McClure show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. You can reach the show by dialing 347-633-9376. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. Or you can go to Blog Talk Radio, /Don S. McClure, and you'll be listening. Man, to the baddest show. We've been on 10 years with over 100,000 listeners. That's 100,000 crazy people that keep listening to me. Hey, it's time for me to switch up a little bit because it's almost 7:30. So we got to play a quick commercial. But when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current programs stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
To the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, we got some great music for you tonight. We're cutting up, so we're going to jump to a track by Bobby Womack, and it's called I Can Understand It. And I used to say I can't understand it, And then my producer said, "Dub, it's not I can't, it's I can't." I said, "Okay," because I was in the studio singing, "I can't understand." He said, "Dub, it's I can't." I said, "Well, it's I can't to me. Okay, it's my show. I do what I want." Here we go with Bobby Womack. And my producer's on the Skype. And my priest is on the Skype. I don't know why my priest blesses me every Friday with his attention. He said, "That's because you're going to..."
You know, everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that?
Thank you. can. Now I wonder would y'all mind if I played my guitar for just a few bars. Can you understand that?
Oh, man, that's Bobby. He said, can you understand? If you can't understand, you need to find a better man. Bobby said, walk that walk. Talk that talk. Can you understand it? I don't know if some of you out there can understand. Oh, man. Man, my producer like, dog, you are having a whole lot of fun. I said, yes, I am. Hey, I called the hotel to make my reservations, right? And they had already taken photographs with the book that I have out, I Love Being a Butterfly. So the manager answered the phone. And she said, can I help you? And I said, yes, this is Don S. McClure. And she said, Don, you sound so sophisticated. Not like you act crazy. I say, well, I do have some sense. Now, do you have my room for free? Oh, man. Can you understand that? Oh, yeah. Okay. I know that was corny. That was corny. It's 7:41. I got to play this track by one of our favorite artists because we missed playing her on Wednesday. Her name is Cindy Bradley. The track is called You Don't Know What Love Is. Oh, man. And this is a H-E-L track. It's bad. And this track is getting an award. It's so bad. So let's play one of my favorite new artists, Cindy Bradley. The track is called You Don't Know What Love Is. And whoever that fits, if the shoe fits, then I guess you gotta wear it. Oh, man. Corny. Oh, man. You don't know what love is. It's a whole bunch of y'all out there. You don't know nothing about that. You got to find out. Man, you know we cutting up. We got a few more minutes before we get into our subject. So I wanted to drive a message home. You know, a lot of times when you ladies are having these husbands and guys and boyfriends and lovers that's got their jobs that they like, you know, and they work a lot. You always tell them, you ain't never at home. And when Bobby Womack said, hey, I can't be in two places at one time. And when you're on the phone, you're telling your girlfriend what you got and what you ain't got, he say, but I can't be in two places at one time. He said that when I'm home, I'm broke. And then you complain. Then when I go to work, you complain. Oh, man, I just can't win. So if you think, that's the name of the track. Bobby Womack. Oh, man. Now you're going to get in trouble for that one.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine.
She's always complaining about me never being at home.
But when I'm down broke,
telling about the things that a girlfriend's got, what she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're morning now, wait until tonight, girl. I'm going.
because of my crime. And it's your turn now.
You gotta wait. You just don't know how to have it. A good mind. Bobby said, you ain't ready with it. Can I tell you something for a friend of mine? His name Don S. McClure. I said, Bobby, don't say it. He said, Don, I'm not gonna tell him. If you think you're lonely, Don, you messed up with a good mind. Go, Bobby, go. Woo, Lord. I had to play that again, man. So y'all better listen. Man, my phone board to lit up. My text phone is going crazy. I'm going to read the text. What you mean, Don? I will be. I don't know what a good man is. Yeah, I don't. Okay, all right. Let me get to the part of the show. Well, we talk about the topic, man, but we're getting ready fired up tonight, man.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes. We are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Okay, and I'm back. We're going to talk about our topic, A Better Tomorrow Today. Oh, and let me add this in there. Like Bobby said, everybody needs some love, so quit acting like you don't need love.
I don't need nobody.
Anyway, let me get serious. All right. When we think of the events that are coming tomorrow, they are based on what took place today or what we wished had gone on yesterday. When it is today, I don't know why my mic is that crazy. You see a better tomorrow, and that better tomorrow is today. So let's turn the mic down a little. Okay, that's a little better. You see a better tomorrow is today. This is the day you get everything off your chest. You decided to say to those individuals that their last time to continue conversations that are going nowhere is over. You say to those individuals that their last time to continue conversations that are going nowhere, it's over. You welcome the fresh start of conversations you want and will enjoy from individuals who are headed in the same direction. You see a better tomorrow. You find more peace in your heart and more peace in your mind. And you are ready for the new adventures that have come your way in the form of a new day. Yes, a better tomorrow starts today. That means that you decided no more old conversations, no more useless conversations, no more pretending that the people you would like to get to care and love and do all the things that would make a better you and make you happy and make them happy, they don't want to do. So you let it go without remorse. That job that you really don't like, you really pursue finding another one tomorrow, which means you start on the resumes. You start on the whole hunt for a better tomorrow. See, there is a better tomorrow. There's always a better tomorrow. When you decide today to get rid of the garbage, you know how you take your garbage out? For me, it's on Wednesday night, all the way up till 1 o'clock in the morning, because the truck arrives at 4 o'clock. So I've got a chance to get rid of all the mess from yesterday and start a new tomorrow after 12 p.m., which is a new today. Well, your life is full of things you can alleviate. You don't have to be bothered with it. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to act like you want to go to A when you want to do B. And you can express yourself exactly what you want. And if they don't want that, it's fine. It's a free world. But you can remove them from your adventure. See, that's the problem with people. Sometimes letting go is really hard. But a lot of times, it's better, no matter what the situation is. So when you find yourself thinking about a better tomorrow starts today, it starts when you decide to take control of your life, take control of your environment, and you don't have to be subject to things you don't like, the things that you feel you don't want to put up with. That's the whole key to a better tomorrow. Whether it's a job, family, friends, lovers, even environments. If you don't like that environment, do what my parents did. When I was a young man and got into some trouble, they decided a better tomorrow was going to happen today because they were moving to a much better community, which gave me a much brighter outlook. I became very successful in a lot of other things. So there, a better tomorrow starts today. And I want you to think about that. I want you to concentrate on what you feel can be a better tomorrow. We're going to jump to this track, and we're going to get this going on because it's the Don S. McClure Show. And we got some good music for you. So let's jump to Sade and No Ordinary Love.
I gave you more than I could give. You know, life is funny when you look at it. Everybody wants love, but everybody's afraid of love. You know, I'm a true believer that if you get anything out of life, you got to put up with the toils and strife. Now listen. Ooh, you're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know, I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Annie Mae tell you all she sees, and never thought you was trying to get close to me, yeah. Think it over, girl. And if I can weep for your love, I don't mind. That's the way I feel about you. Ooh, that's the way I feel about you. I know you've been hurt, and so have many others too. But that's the sacrifice that life put you through. Trust in me, my dear. Have no fear. You don't know, but God might have sent me here. Yeah. Take it over.
the way I feel about you. Oh, man. I just can't get enough of you.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and we're playing some great music. You know, we have a new promo out for the book, I Love Being a Butterfly, and of course, Cass Jackson, one of my favorite narrators. She did a great job. But the music track is also phenomenal, and it was done by a young man in London. I mean, L-O-N-D-O-N. I mean, then he cut up. So we got to play that as we get into the show. It's about 8:15. We're going to play the back-to-back, the promo, and the music. But you got to see the video. It's now on YouTube. It's called I Love Being a Butterfly. And man, it's bad.
Our unique book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Man, every time I hear that, I go crazy, man. And I've been looking at it over and over again on YouTube. But I'm working on also a new one also for Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. And that's going to be a killer. I got a new hip-hop track. Man, could you imagine? Oh, man, I'm getting into the hip and the hop and the hop and the hip. All right, let me get to this track. It's over. Nancy Wilson. She say, you know what, girl? You done messed up so many times. It's over. The guy's just done. So for you ladies, stop messing up. Because it'll be over.
When you look into his eyes and he turns away, when you're at a corner table and there's nothing much to say, does he have to draw your picture? Does he have to spell it out? Face it, girl, it's over. When he glances at his watch and it isn't late, and you try hard to amuse him but he doesn't concentrate, just how plainly can he tell you? Does he have to shout out loud? Face it, girl, hanging on. Finally, slowly slips away from you. Don't go along for the ride. Keep some semblance of pride. There's really nothing else you can do. I know for our last goodbye. Guess I'll have to go on living when it's easier to die. Give me strength enough to take it. Take it like a woman should.
Overnight. Diane's been working on it for a long time. She's an incredible, unique singer, and she is the next generation of Sarah Vaughan. That's no doubt about it.
Okay, let's have a look.
Well, recently I had the honor of recording a record that was a dream. There are three records that I've always wanted to record, it, and I recorded two of them. I have one more to go. So this last one was dedicated to a great, great artist who, in the very beginning of my career, before I even knew I had a career, when I decided to sing, I heard records of hers that were just so incredible. And through her artistry, she showed me what the human voice was capable of. She really, really addressed music in a divinely unique way. And I'm speaking of Miss Sarah Vaughan. So while this isn't on the record, it's still something that I like to do, and with my cousin here, Mr. George. astute Big Daddy. Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way be the sound of your hello, that music I hear, I get misty whenever you're near. You can say that you're leading me on. What I want you to do,
Diane Reeves and George Duke. Mm-hmm. There's obviously a lot of chemistry between you two. Yeah. What's the secret? I mean, women vocalists.
George Duke, Diana Reeves, Misty. You can't ask for no better than that. That's a track and a half, man. And, you know, I enjoy playing it. It's just a joy to be able to book that up like that. Of the Demons, Book 2, Raziel. Oh, man. I be having nightmares when I'm writing that one. Oh, man. Here we got 23 more minutes to go. We're going to jump to Laurie Williams' track called The Island. And then we're going to jump to our Latin artist, Sabor Ahmed by Lauren Henderson. And she's bad. And that's a bad Latin track there. So let me play both these tracks. Matter of fact, I'm going to start with Lauren Henderson first, and I'm going to jump to Laurie Williams right after that. So we're going to just knock your socks off. If you ain't got socks, stockings, tights, leggings, whatever. We're going to knock them out.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría apresarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1000 años y muchos más. Yo no sé si tengo amor la eternidad, pero ya tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí. Guardo tu sabor, como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1000 años y muchos más. Yo no sé si tengo amor la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
Laura Henderson out of Florida, Miami Bay.
Let
And that was Lori Williams. Well, I got a special request from my producer's wife. She said, "Dan, you better play this song so my husband stay home more times. Stop working for you so much." And I said, "Well, when he home, he broke. And when he at work, he making money." Oh, she said, "Oh, okay, okay." But I just told my girlfriend, what I got, what he ain't got, and he can be in two places. How you gonna be in two places at one time? Let me play this request and get this off my show.
I wanna dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine.
Always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, she's telling me about the things that my girlfriend's got, what she ain't got. And she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at once.
Back it up now. Ooh, 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 Everybody needs somebody to love. So just as long as you got somebody that'll stand by your side, that'll fill you up when you're falling down. And you have that someone, baby. Cause I've done my time, and it's your turn now.
Everybody want love. But I can't be in two places at one time. Because I'm a producer and I got to work. Hey, I'm going to play my last track. Well, close to the last track. Randy Crawford. And you know, guys, when it's not working, just say, you know, when I get over you, I'm done. I'm through. It's over. All right. Let's get this track on. We got 5 more minutes. And then I am out of here to ice cream land. Give me some ice cream.
Everybody sees some changes. Everybody sheds a skin or two. You won't recognize me when I get over you. Unattended dreams will breathe life. All my wishes will come true. There will be time for everything when I get over you. When I get over you, the sky will still be blue. And I'll I want to, when I get over you. I'm setting free the monkey. I'm setting free the lions too. Yesterday's child will grow up wild when I get over you.
Randy Crawford, I'm going to catch you tomorrow on the gospel side and then Sunday on the classical side. So I'm going to get ready to get the H out of here. My priest got his fingers in his ear. I'm going to let Pat Metheny take us out of here. The truth will always be. And for you people that think it's a back and forth thing, the truth will always be. Hey, I'm going to let him take me on out of here. Pat Metheny, one of my favorites, tracks, The Truth Will Always Be.